What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, we just got the nicest compliment to the text line. 312. I don't like basketball. I don't follow it, but I always enjoy Joe Cali. I think Joe would even like that compliment.
Why would he not? It's a perfect compliment.
Oh, yeah. And when, then
when
I answered him.
You can get
him
somebody interested in something they don't like.
I answered them by saying that's the nicest compliment, and I meant to put exclamation point, but instead I put question mark.
I need you to correct that so they don't get confused.
Your texters, sorry.
But maybe they're
about
listening,
that.
So.
Wrong punctuation.
Maybe they didn't just listen for Joe Cali, and they're listening right now, so they heard you say that.
Well,
I want to remind people.
It was nice to begin with.
I want to remind people while you're trying to figure out how to autocorrect that in the text line.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Hey, baseball fans, this Friday, May 16th, head to Coombs Corner in Lockport after the game. Enjoy Yingling game day buckets for $12. Score some Yingling swag plus live music later that night. Don't miss the post party this Friday night at Coombs Corner in Lockport. So that's the one thing. The other thing is, people are talking because there's mini camps and OTAs and all kinds of things happening.
And there's a slow leak of the schedule. Perhaps you should get that checked out.
It's a very slow leak of the schedule. But they're talking in Cincinnati. A word I could not spell growing up because I didn't realize it was only one T because my phonics taught me that there would be two T's.
C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
Yes, but there are actually there's just one T at the end of Cincinnati. But I know that now, and it's a good thing I knew that because I eventually moved to and lived in Cincinnati. Someone who lives there right now might be trying to get out of there because he says he's not going to come to camp unless he has a new contract. That someone would be defensive end and last year's sacks leader, Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, I thought this saga was over.
Why did you think that? They paid everybody but him. They paid the receivers, but they did not pay him.
Because it kind of went quiet. And in the NFL, that sometimes means it's over. You'll hear people, especially on the Bengals, make a lot of noise at appropriate times. And then it kind of dies down and then things get resolved. That has been how they've done things. See, for example, T. Higgins. But in this case, not the case, per our friend Ben Baby, reporting that Trey Hendrickson said Tuesday he won't play for the Bengals this season under his current contract in an apparent escalation of his dispute with the team.
17 and a half sacks last year, AP, all pro. And also, he's 30 years old. It's the final year of his contract. He's set to earn $15.8 million in base salary. In an appearance on the Pat McAfee show last month, Hendrickson said that he's not seeking to become the NFL's highest paid defensive end.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what are you doing when you have the most sacks and you want to go somewhere?
He just wants a new contract. He's saying in that contract, you don't have to make me the highest paid defensive end. I just want some guaranteed money in my pocket.
I know we've talked about the possibility of Giannis going to the Bulls because we host a sport talk show and that's what we're supposed to do. But the likelihood of that happening is incredibly low. This is higher. To the extent that it's possible, I don't believe so.
So you're doing to me what I did to you when you talked about that basketball player dude in Milwaukee.
I just think in this case, they don't have enough money. The Bears have $10.5 million available under the cap last time I checked. They still need a running back, as I pointed out. You said they still need an edge, as you pointed out.
That's an edge. That's an
edge. They've got to have some money to work with. Robbie Triano is going to get elevated from the practice squad, and they can't be like, hi, we're paying you in orange and blue.
Finally, my chance.
What would you do? Special teams?
Punter. Punter. We need another one of them.
They drafted two already.
I can compete.
Russ Dorsey laughing in the background.
Yeah, but he's
an
undrafted free agent. He doesn't count against the draft type deal.
No, I'm quarterback. I'm quarterback. I don't know why I put myself up.
But you
still
need some money to work with.
He just wants to hold a
clipboard. You need a few million dollars to just operate the team.
Technically, my name's Robbie, so that's Bob. So we like quarterbacks. I'm a quarterback.
Interesting.
Quarterback Bob? Okay, anyway, forget about quarterback Bob for a moment. You just don't think it'll work because of the flexibility. You don't think they could get some of this money off the books? Restructure? They couldn't?
A lot of people have discussed the possibility that if there is and Ryan Poles did say something about this, if there is some sort of extension of Joe Tooney, how would that restructure everything?
Yeah, he made it sound like that was coming soon, though, right? The Tooney?
He said priority. So that made me indicate that that's sometime between now and the beginning of the season. Is that fair?
Now in the beginning of training camp, I think they want that done before. Although they do some deals during training camp.
Right. You know where he is. You know where he just got traded to.
Because DJ Moore, he signed his deal during Hard Knocks, right? Or was it?
Caleb Williams?
No.
They actually just waited for Hard Knocks. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Please tell me you know that joke.
Listen, if you can get Trey Hendrickson, though. Get Trey Hendrickson. He can be a difference maker. I think Dennis Allen would like him.
I can't believe that this is still even a possibility.
Well, the Bengals aren't going to pay him.
No, I understand all of that. I just wasn't aware that this was something that was still on the table. I also want to point out this. I know we talked about it. Bears already have two games that are of national discussion when it comes to Black Friday against the Eagles and then the Packers doubleheader on Fox on week 16. We're already seeing the NFL pay more attention to the Bears on a national scale because of Ben Johnson.
I'll reserve judgment to see how many primetime / national games they actually get, but this is an indication that, yeah, they're getting a little bit more exposure. This version of them seems much more exciting to watch than last year's defense first version of them.
I just need to know what the Titans are going to do to top the last 2 years of schedule release videos.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They're going back to the street. I'm sure they're going back to the streets.
Broadway.
I can see that.
Just when you think that everybody knows about the NFL, watch the videos of the Titans schedule release, and that tells you everything you need to know.
Some of those names they came up with for those logos were, no.
My favorite is still every time they saw the Colts logo, they, that's the Cowboys. That's definitely the Cowboys.
Struggle.
Good times.
Also, what did the Bears do for their release video last year?
I don't remember.
Oh, they did the off the TV show on
Was
Hulu.
It Spice Adams in that one?
No, it was the Ferris Bueller. They did like the bit on the school.
Oh, the Ferris Bueller. You're right. You're right. Because it was 2 years ago they did the, what's the name of the show on Hulu? The restaurant
The Bear.
Show. The Bear. They did
Yes,
the Bear.
They did The Bear. 847, you are correct. Whatever is necessary to win in Natty. Cincinnati will now be called Win-to-Natty. You know what? This would never happen on Bears 2. Bears 2 would have signed Trey Hendrickson already.
That's facts. You know why? Because he'd already be on the team because technically that was the old Bengals.
Don't worry about that part.
That's how that works.
Coming up next, I see him. He's sitting in the back of the control room, and he is laughing at our ridiculousness.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.